Governor of Sindh, Kamran Khan Tesari, has announced that he will provide 80 yard plots to the families of victims who lost their lives in traffic accidents, particularly in crash with heavy vehicles. Tesari has also invited the affected families to visit the Governor House on April 12, 2025, to discuss further plans and provide necessary support. Tesari made these remarks during a media interaction after expressing his condolences to the family of Nazar Abbas, a victim of a traffic accident in the Yusuf Goth area of Surjani town. The governor assured the grieving family of justice and pledged to provide an 80-yard plot to the victim's family. In addition, he announced that the children of the deceased would be supported with their educational expenses and a monthly stipend. It is important to note that Nazar Abbas was left disabled in the traffic accident, while his wife tragically lost her life. Tesari further emphasized the neglect faced by Yusuf Goth, stating that the area suffers from a lack of infrastructure, including electricity, gas, and clean drinking water. Despite facing numerous hardships, the residents of this area have never abandoned their community. Tesari reiterated that he considers himself the brother of every oppressed individual in this city, and assured them that Karachi is not an abandoned city. It belongs to its residents, and he stands by them. He added, "Even without being in power, I have come to the house of my brother." He continued by stating that he is not here to provoke violence with weapons, but to offer support through constructive measures. "We will not divide the people of this city but unite them. We will bring justice to the oppressed and address their issues," he affirmed. Tesari also highlighted that for the first time in 77 years, the Governor House celebrated the Mohajir Culture Day, marking a significant cultural event. He further emphasized that the people of his city will not be misled by emotional slogans, as they are seeking jobs and stable homes, not just chance. In his address, the governor explained that, despite the challenges, he is a proud son of this city and remains committed to serving the people. He also stated that he will be facilitating free IT courses for the residents of Yusuf Goth at the Governor House. Additionally, he promised to provide a replacement motorcycle to those who had their vehicles stolen. Governor Tesari further assured that any child from Yusuf Goth who wishes to pursue education will be given the opportunity to do so, with their admission arranged. In response to the plea of a widow, he also announced a monthly stipend for her and pledged to send her on a pilgrimage to Umrah.